Hi, this is Brent Pallas, and I've been asked to read some of these poems, but I have to say, next to making my bed or doing the taxes or waiting for an elevator, I really don't like poetry readings that much, but I'm going to give this a try anyways. This first poem is called The Stone Age, and I came upon it by finding a book on the street when I was walking around Ann Arbor one day. And it was in someone's garbage, and I picked it up, and I wanted something to read when I was waiting for somebody. And it's called, the book is called The Survivors of the Stone Age by R. Marcus. And this poem is from a quote I took from the book, and the quote is, "There are Stone Age people living now in the Space Age." And the poem is called The Stone Age. They don't know what they're missing, raincoats, spiral notebooks, hockey on Saturday afternoons, living deep in the woods, picking up whatever falls, shy as children, distrustful of strangers. Without the glint of choice, they marry young, carrying whatever's needed, snaring whatever comes, old at 30, no seeds, possibility bloating pockets, things to bring in from the rain, dividing the least stem of existence with a dull edge, waking, eating, sleeping, leaning close for warmth. The second poem is called Finding His Way, and I got it from a story from a friend of mine named Tom Birch. He's an EMS worker, and if you've ever known any emergency workers, they always have some great stories to tell, like doctors, and this is a story he told me one day. It's called Finding His Way. Following his footprints afterwards, they saw the long trail of a stain where he began upstairs. And looking back, they almost smiled, thinking how he must have sat there holding the gun just so. And still it went off, leaving him only blind, but still breathing. And he must have known then how he had not done what he needed to do. His mind a mess, making its way back down those steps where the extra shells were kept, knowing this was just another mistake he had made. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.